One positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where we learn about developing good morning habits. Enjoy.
10. Hitting the snooze button. There's no sound more awful than your alarm clock going off at 6 in the morning, except for maybe the second time you hear it 10 minutes later. While we're all guilty of it, smashing that snooze button is a surefire way to start your day off all wrong. That's because when you fall back asleep in between alarms, you enter into a new sleep cycle without completing it. This makes you feel even more groggy and disoriented than you did when you awoke to your first alarm. According to sleep expert Adam Tishman, waking up to an alarm for a second or third time can really confuse your brain, causing a foggy feeling known as inertia. This inertia sticks with you for the rest of the day, meaning you'll be feeling sleepy for hours to come. So, next time your alarm goes off, as hard as it may be, just take a deep breath, get up, and get going. 9. Checking your phone. When you first open your eyes in the morning, you can't fight the urge to see what's new on social media. While this is a very common morning habit for most of us, looking at your phone right after you open your eyes can cause you to feel unnecessary stress and anxiety before you even get up to brush your teeth. This can set you up to be in a bad mood for the rest of the day, leaving you with an unclear head. The same goes for checking your emails right after waking up. Instead of sleeping with your phone on your nightstand or even under your pillow, leave it in the other room so that you're not tempted to scroll through it in bed. Get your morning started and try not to glance at your phone until you're having breakfast. It may be a hard habit to break, but you'll be glad you did. 8. Drinking coffee first thing. While there isn't anything wrong with enjoying a steaming cup of joe in the morning, this shouldn't be the first thing you sip on after waking up. Go for a glass of water instead, at least as your first beverage of the day. Not only does this hydrate you after hours of not drinking anything, it also gives your metabolism a nice kickstart. Drinking water right after you wake up is also great for your gut since it flushes out any toxins that were sitting in your body as you slept. It also helps prevent constipation. And according to Raina Badene, a nutritionist and author of the 111 diet, drinking water first thing in the morning increases your alertness as well. The first glass of water actually regulates body and brain function, which can influence your mood for the day. Just be sure the water is at room temperature so that it doesn't shock your body and close it off to receiving all those great H2O benefits. 7. Not making the bed. While this is a super quick and easy task you can do every morning, a lot of us skip on it. Many people think that making their bed is pointless. You're just gonna get back in it later, so why waste time making it? Who's gonna see it anyway? Well, even so, making your bed can actually set you up for success. By making your bed every morning, you're completing a healthy ritual that will carry you into your day. You'll be more productive and motivated to tackle the day ahead. 6. Eating empty carbs and sugar for breakfast. Remember back in school when they'd say breakfast was the most important meal of the day? Well, they were right. Eating a healthy, hearty breakfast is a great way to set yourself up for the day ahead. While a croissant or donut is easy to eat on the go, these sugar-filled treats will give you energy that doesn't last very long at all. Once your blood sugar crashes, you'll be left feeling even more tired than you did before you ate. Instead, opt for a protein-rich breakfast. This will keep you fuller for longer, and it'll give you long-lasting energy to keep you productive and focused all day long. Or at least until that after-lunch crash. 5. Leaving the curtains closed. Bright light in the morning isn't always welcome. Plus, you need to give your tired eyes some time to adjust, right? Believe it or not, bringing a little light to your room in the morning is a great way to wake yourself up. According to life coach Kirkland Shave, natural sunlight releases cortisol in the body, which helps you concentrate and make smart decisions throughout the day. If you choose to get ready for your day in darkness, your body's inner clock can get confused and assume it's still nighttime. This means your brain will stay in sleep mode, leaving you feeling sluggish for the rest of the morning and even into the afternoon.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.